With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. For the first time since the Montana State Lab started running tests for coronavirus, the health department reported no positive COVID-19 results among the 153 tests that were performed on Sunday. Tooele and Cascade counties each announced deaths today, bringing the state's total to 12. The latest victims were a woman in her 80s and a man over 65 with underlying health conditions. All 29 of the cases in Tooele County have been because of close contact rather than community transmission, said Blair Tomshack, director of the Tooele County Health Department. Nearly all are tied to an assisted living facility and to the hospital in the city of Shelby, officials have said. Montana has reported 433 cases of COVID-19 with just over 11,000 tests performed. 19 people are still hospitalized with the respiratory virus. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside the Montana State Capitol yesterday to call on Governor Steve Bullock to ease stay-at-home and business restrictions enacted to combat the spread of the virus. Residents waved American flags as they made their way around the Capitol building after a prayer vigil touted as a liberty rally. The governor has said residents have taken social distancing directives seriously enough to allow his administration to begin a phased reopening of the state's economy after April 24th. Similar rallies throughout the West echoed President Donald Trump's call for a rapid economic reopening. Montana issued more than 74,000 unemployment payments, totaling $62 million last week. That's almost 45% more payments than the previous week. The 74,000 payments do not represent the number of people receiving claims. The Montana Department of Labor and Industry says this week's checks include an additional 600 per week as part of the federal coronavirus relief package that Congress passed last month. New unemployment claims have skyrocketed since Governor Steve Bullock ordered many businesses to close almost a month ago in an effort to stem the spread of the novel coronavirus. Some Montana counties last month saw a nearly 1,000% increase in initial unemployment claims compared to March of last year. The Supreme Court delivered a setback to Montana homeowners who are seeking additional cleanup of arsenic left over from years of copper smelting. The court today said the homeowners cannot proceed with efforts to decontaminate their own property near the shuttered Anaconda smelter without the permission of the Environmental Protection Agency. But it did not order an end to the state court lawsuit that was under review. The smelter near the town of Opportunity belongs to BP-owned Atlantic Richfield Company and sits at the center of a 300-square-mile Superfund site. The company says it has spent $470 million to clean the site. Homeowners who are dissatisfied with the EPA-ordered cleanup want Atlantic Richfield to pay for the removal of more arsenic-tainted soil from their properties. The Montana Supreme Court ruled in 2017 that their claims could proceed in state court, but Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the High Court that federal environmental law requires the homeowners to seek EPA approval for additional cleanup. An EPA spokesperson said the agency is reviewing the decision. U.S. Customs and Border Protection announced today it's extending reduced operation hours at 6 ports of entry along the Montana border. The ports in Raymond, Opheim, Morgan, Turner, Del Bonita, and Piegan will continue to operate under reduced hours. CBP says the temporary reduction is due to reduced traffic across the border. Border crossings have been restricted to essential-only travel to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. CBP announced in a press release that these reduced hours will be in effect until May 20th or until the current travel restrictions are lifted. The coal industry was already hurting before the coronavirus, and the pandemic has made things much worse. Lockdowns have shut off lights in offices and schools, sapping demand for electricity provided by coal-fired power plants. Coal production in the U.S. is now expected to drop 25% in 2020. Two grizzly bears were euthanized by wildlife officials in Montana last week for killing livestock. The bears were killed separately last week by the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department, the Missoulian reported Friday. According to FWP, a young male grizzly bear was euthanized April 13th after it killed 3 calves over a period of several days on a ranch east of Ovando in the Blackfoot Valley. The grizzly killed 3 calves between April 10th and April 12th and was suspected to have been responsible for another livestock injury in the area the previous week. FWP made the decision to kill the bear in consultation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and in accordance with Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee guidelines. When bears repeatedly pursue livestock, the pattern can be difficult to break, State Bear Management Specialist Jamie Jonkel said. Another young male grizzly bear was euthanized April 16th after the animal was captured by the U.S. Department of Agriculture Wildlife Services for calf depredations on the Rocky Mountain Front southwest of Augusta. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.